This is Rumblestrip. Good conversation that takes its time.
Dog brush.
Oh, yeah.
Dog bowls.
Yeah.
And treats. Do we need a calendar with dogs on?
This is Chris and Beth shopping for puppy supplies 2 days before the arrival of their new puppy, Mouse. Chris is a listener in the UK who I struck up a correspondence with back in 2022. And one day he wrote to tell me that he and Beth were getting a puppy. And I'd been thinking about getting a dog myself for years. And even though I am the mother of a now 22-year-old son, I have never felt grown up enough to have a dog. So when Chris told me that he and Beth were getting a puppy, I asked if he'd be willing to record it, record what it was like. And he did. And for the next 7 months, I received voice recordings from Chris and Beth in Birmingham, England. They were weird and harrowing, and every time I got one, it was like Christmas. Here is the puppy diaries.
Okay, go.
Okay, go. Talk about the dog.
My baby doggy. Baby doggy. That when it's we actually got it in front of us, we ain't gonna know what to do with it.
Oh, I'm gonna stroke it.
Yeah.
I think we'll be okay.
Do you think this is what people feel like on a small scale when they've pushed the baby out of their fanny and they've recovered from that bit and then they realise they have to take it home for the rest of their lives? I'm worried about accidentally killing her.
We're not going to kill her. I think it's quite hard to kill a dog.
I hope so. Spoiler, rotten's more like it.
Yeah.
Mouse arrives.
I'll put you down, you can have a little explore. You don't know where you are, do you? This is your new home, Mouse. What do you think about that? You can explore now. Want to come out and have a little wee-wee? We're going to look after you.
I open the back door. Don't know if she wants to wee, because I don't know when she last weed.
Maybe try taking her.
She's going to do. Hey. Yeah, there we go.
That's right, you did a wee-wee. You did a wee-wee.
Day 9.
Swear to God, if you don't shit this time. This is the fourth time she's whined at the back door and I've let her out, not interested in doing a wee or a poo. And as I speak, hallelujah, there's a poo coming out of her bum.
Day 14.
The books that we've read and videos we've watched say if your dog is chewing your furniture, it's because they don't have a better alternative. Make sure you have loads of great chew toys that they love and swap them, distract them. It doesn't work. I mean, no one says what happens when that doesn't work. It's bollocks. This is training doing sit with Mouse.
Hey, Mouse.
Sit. Good girl. Good girl. Sit. Stay. Mouse, stay. Stay. Okay. Good girl. That's such a good girl.
Should we try that again?
Day 18. Chris in the grocery store parking lot.
I've just been to Sainsbury's to get something for dinner, and I've been so anxious. Mouse is just nipping, but it feels like it's more than nipping. She's like full on trying to eat my feet, and no amount of, oh, too bad, and closing the door, leaving the room, no amount of that. Trying to swap it out, swap my feet for chew toys, nah. Not having it. It's constant feet all the time. I want your feet. Never ends. Feet. I want your feet. And I know it's ridiculous me complaining about it. The dog, she's a puppy. She's a baby dog and she doesn't know. She thinks we're playing. I understand. But it doesn't end. When's it going to end? I feel quite hopeless. I can't see an end because I can't see any progress yet. And I can't put it right, and I feel like a failure. And now I'm back to crying again. So I don't know what the word is, if it's like, it's not disappointment, but I wanted this. I love dogs and I love animals and just wanted a pet. I wanted a dog and I'm not enjoying it. And I feel silly. Lack of sleep is not good for me. Everyone in Sainsbury's was annoying me. There was an old couple in front of me, dithering, absolutely dithering. Just get the out of the way. Just pick up your cauliflower and off. And the Christmas songs. Oh my God. They've got... They're covers of the worst songs. So they're already horrible Christmas songs. And now they're like cheap license-free covers of the worst songs. And since there's no place to go. Yeah, come on, baby, let it snow. Let it... All right, come on, let it... I guess you better let it snow. Get the f***. Honestly, I have slipped into a bad depression, I think, since we got the dog. I never thought I would say that. I feel like I'm going absolutely mad. I want to like it, and I'm not. I'm already worried about going home. I'm already trying to prepare myself for getting home.
Mouse.
Oh my God, what is this? What is this?
Mouse, look at your dinner.
Oh my God, I'm going to eat it. I can't believe I've got
it. Oh, look at this food. Mouse. You take it for wheeze, I'll hand feed her from a spoon.
Just a minute, princess.
Okay, here I come. If you don't piss off this time, I'm taking you to the dog home. Okay?
Day 21.
Hey, me again. So I think I mentioned before about like the seven stages of grief and how it's kind of like puppy ownership. And I was furious that day. I was just making a cup of tea here and Mouse is like around my feet. She's just mooching around looking for stuff to do or eat. And it made me think... Today I'm bored. Today's stage is boredom. And she's bored. I know she is. And I just thought, yeah, me too. I'm just as bored as you are, Mouse. Just as bored as you are, mate.
Day 23.
Getting her out of our bedroom is like my number one priority.
For your mental health. For our relationship.
She dominates, doesn't she, at the moment?
She's everything.
Yeah.
She's everything we talk about.
Yeah.
We are rearranging and arranging our life around her, hour by hour.
Yeah.
It's mental.
I worry constantly about the fact that we can't leave her.
Yeah, I was thinking about that today because I was thinking if we both had normal jobs, I don't understand how it works. I don't understand how people have puppies.
They can't, I don't think.
But is it like having kids? Is there just one of you has to look after it? In which case, why didn't the book say that? Why didn't no one say, by the way, for at least like a month, one of you is going to have to give up your job? Like, oh, are you a housewife? Yeah, you might manage it. But also, the vet saying some dogs are just really needy and it'll pass in a few months. It's like, yeah, but there's needy and then there's like...
Then there's Mouse.
She'd prefer it if we hand-fed her food. And we've just sort of gone along with it because we're like, is this training? I guess we're going to call this training. But then she's like... No, I would just prefer it if you could feed me my food out of your hand. Like, and the fact that now she's started to try and
indicate to us when we should go to bed because she's ready to go to bed.
Yeah.
I feel like she is torn our lives apart.
Leave it. Leave it. Leave it. It's funny how serious she looks. So no, I honestly can't.
I will give you a warning. Do not attempt to take this slipper out of my mouth.
Christopher, I'm serious.
No, before I was just lying here, but now it's actually quite serious.
Day 25, 5 a.m.
I've always wanted a dog. And now I've got a dog and I feel like I can't cope. And I feel like I'm completely out of control and she's just wild. It's just brought up a lot of stuff in me and a lot of self-doubt. I just always thought I'd be a good dog owner. I love dogs. And I feel like I'm failing. I feel like I'm doing everything right and failing. It's no good for your self-esteem. My therapist said having a puppy can only bring joy into your life. And it hasn't. Not yet.
Day 157.
Oh, you're a wet dog. Oh, she's such a wet dog. Oh, she's such a wet dog. Let me get that bum. Let me get that little bum bum. And your little armpits. You have armpits, Mousy? Dog pits? What do you call them?
I fell in the pit. You fell in the pit.
Yeah, Mousy, move. Little Mousy, move. Little long dog. Doggy Longington. Oh. Yes, I love you. Yes, I love you. Come on.
You know the loss of your life when you get a puppy. Getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to sit on the sofa with the dog and Gilmore Girls, that will remind me of Mouse forever. Watching Gilmore Girls in the dark.
Mm.
These days, I'm way more full of affection for her and...
Yeah, and I freak myself out because she approaches everyone, because she's such a pretty dog, and I think someone's going to steal our dog. Oh my God, what if someone stole her? That's awful.
I don't think about stealing, but I often think about when she's going to die.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, I know.
Oh God.
It's losing her.
Honestly, there were times where I thought, well, if she ran off now or got ran over or something, maybe that would be okay and I'd feel relief. And that's a really terrible... Well, it's a natural thing, I think, to think. Look at her now. She's curled up asleep. Little dog. This dog is now 7 months.
Yeah.
And I love her.
Yeah.
That was Chris Attaway and Beth Lewis. Mouse is now 4 years old, and according to Chris, she's a very good girl. 3 years ago, Beth and Chris had a baby girl, Suki, who is adorable and also a good girl, according to Chris. Chris made a story for the CBC about Suki, or actually reading sad books to two-year-olds, and it is one of the best things I have heard in a very long time. I encourage you to seek it out. I'll include a link to it on the Vermont Public website. Rumblestrip is an independent podcast distributed on the radio by Vermont Public. This is Rumblestrip. I'm Erica Heilman. Happy holidays, everyone.
That's just my baby. baby dog. That's just my baby dog. That's just my baby dog. That's just my baby dog.